We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Cash Considerations, a Chicago Bulls podcast. We're part of the Blue Wire Network. I'm Ricky O'Donnell. As always, I'm here with Jason Pat. And Jason and I released a new episode today, a conversation with Chris Herring, NBA writer for Sports Illustrated. He's got a new book on the Knicks coming out. We talked about everything going on with the Bulls these days, talked about the rivalry with the Knicks, talked about Chris's book. That's an awesome episode. You can check that out. And we decided to do one more today because finally, Jason, the NBA's tampering investigation into the Bulls and the Miami Heat has concluded. The news, the Bulls are losing a future second round pick. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted the NBA will make Chicago and Miami forfeit their next available second round draft pick over findings and probe into early contact in summer free agency. Probe was centered on Lonzo Ball and Kyle Lowry sign and trades. So we've been waiting for what the penalty was going to be for this, Jason, for literally months. The big fear was that the Bulls could lose a first round pick out of this. They currently have their own first round pick in 2022 and a lottery protected first from the Portland Trailblazers. There was also rumors that, you know, Arturas Karnišovas could get suspended for this. There were rumors of a $10 million fine for Jerry Reinsdorf, which I was quietly rooting for. But instead, the Bulls are losing a second round pick. Jason just spent a lot of time going through the second round pick protections to see, like, when this pick is actually going to convey. It looks like it's probably the 2023 pick that the Bulls have incoming from the Denver Nuggets. It's also possible if the NBA makes the Bulls forfeit their own second round pick.
Let me interject here 1 second. Because it seems like there is some confusion going around about this. Like you said, I've been trying to figure it out, asking some other peeps. And it looks like that in the past, and stuff like this, that it's been their own pick. Like that when teams have to give up draft picks like this, it is their own pick. We were hoping that maybe this 2023 pick from Denver that they have is protected. I believe they got that from the Lowry Markkanen deal via Cleveland. Honestly, that'd be great. It's protected 31 through 46, 2023. If the Nuggets, Nuggets obviously haven't been that good this year, they got injury problems, but like if they just had to give up a 2023, like late second round pick, that'd be ideal. It seems like, I'm not sure calling it likely is the way to put it. It seems like it maybe, I think it seems like we just need more clarification, because if there could be any pick that the Bulls have, the next available second round pick the Bulls have is 2023, unless I guess they like buy a pick in 2022. I think I just saw our guy Matt from Bloggable say, like, could the Bulls just go like buy a pick like in the 2022 draft with cash and then just give that one up? Like that might be a loophole where maybe that is why they make it be your own second round pick. So if it is the Bulls' own next second round pick, they're out their own second round picks until I think 2026. So it would be whatever 5 years down the line if they lose that pick. So again, we're still waiting to see exact clarification on that. That might, we might not have that by the time we wrap up this quick podcast here. By the time this podcast is posted later, that probably will be out, but we'll still find out. The bottom line is, though, only a second round pick after this long investigation into tampering. I believe I'm reading that the NBA is technically saying that there wasn't actually any tampering. There was just some like early contact. At least I saw some Heat people talk about that. Was the Heat also just lost their next available second round pick? So the bottom line, whichever second round pick the Bulls are giving up, whether it's their own pick 2026, whether it's 2023 from Denver, the bottom line is they're only giving up one second round pick. When we thought, like you said, that they could lose a first, that maybe AK would be punished, that there would be some massive fine. So ultimately, I feel like this is a huge win for the Bulls. They got that first round pick in the marketing deal that we thought maybe they'd have to ditch. They now have that pick, and I believe they have their own first in 2022 as well. So they can at least trade one of those picks if they want to make a big trade later in the season. So I feel that's huge. That's great. That's awesome. This come after whatever 4 or 5 months, however long this has been, totally worth it. You do have to wonder, and I feel like I see people talking about this right now, like after all this time and after all the hubbub, like this is all you're going to like punish them. And like the Milwaukee Bucks got punished a second round pick last season for a guy that didn't even get. Obviously, the Bulls got Lonzo Ball, the Heat got Kyle Lowry. Then I think we were all kind of bracing ourselves for losing that first round pick. So in this case, for this not happening, great for the Bulls. And a lot of people are just like, well, what a joke the NBA is for these stupid ass tampering rules. They're a sham. We've talked about them before. The tampering stuff is stupid. Let teams do it. Who cares? And I feel like this penalty almost kind of just like reinforces that. Like if you're going to take all this time to go into this and make all this big a deal about this investigation, and then you only knock teams a second round pick and that's it. It's like, whatever, man, totally worth it. Everybody should do it. Everybody should keep doing it. And that's that, really.
Yeah, I thought the best tweet on this came from Ethan McDougall, who you should follow on Twitter. He always tweets about the Bulls, does some writing too. He said, Acme found incriminating Adam Silver, Jared Kushner pictures. And Pat Riley was in the same pick. So yeah, that's just perfect. Could not have been more worth it for this light slap on the wrist penalty, the Bulls to get Lonzo. I was always in favor of tampering. I want the Bulls to be a franchise that has connections around the league, you know, be it through clutch now that they have Lonzo and Zach both on clutch, be it through maybe family connections. We heard LeVar Ball say this weekend, he told Arturis Karnišovas he wants all three of his kids on the Bulls. That's chill with me. Like, let's get LaMelo in here in a couple of years. I think that's great. It's just like, whatever. Yeah, I don't even have much to say about this. This is like the best case scenario for the Bulls. I think a fine would have been better. It's tough to lose a pick, but you can always acquire another second round pick.
Yeah.
And what I was worried about was that the Bulls would lose a first round
pick. Yeah, right.
It would be a big asset, especially since, because of the Stepien rule, they can't really trade many of their future first-round picks due to the fact that they owe a 2025 first-rounder top eight protected to the Spurs for the DeRozan sign-in trade. They still owe a 2023 first-rounder protected in the top three to the Magic for the Vucevic trade. So a second-round pick, man, it feels like the best-case scenario, even though I guess a fine would have been the actual best-case scenario. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much more to say about this. Like, great move on the new front office's part to do whatever they had to do to secure the commitment from Lonzo. In all the comments Lonzo has made about joining the Bulls, it seems like he keeps repeating that he went to the Bulls in part because the Bulls wanted him the most, or the Bulls made their interest in him known. You know, pretty early in the process, like they identified him as someone who would be a good fit in the backcourt with Zach LaVine. Guess what? They were right. The Bulls have been reborn this season, partially because Lonzo has been such a good fit with, you know, LaVine, and then adding Alex Caruso, obviously. So, yeah, man, good stuff. I don't care when that second round pick conveys. It's kind of whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. I guess it's worth noting, though, that they're have been a lot of pretty good second round rookies from this past draft. Io DeSumo, obviously given the Bulls a lot of good minutes, but Jeremiah Robinson Earl was in that class. He's been playing well for the Thunder. Herb Jones is playing really well for the Pelicans, but those were still guys who were taken like in the top 40, especially if this is a low second round pick. I really don't care, man.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like I said, if it's
second round rookie this year.
Yeah. if it's that Nuggets picks first somehow and it's whatever late, like I said, that's like late 40s, early 50s, like whatever. If it's a pick down the line, I just don't give a shit at all. If it's the, like a 2026 second rounder, like why would I care right now? Like it is always nice to whatever have some extra like picks in your treasure chest or whatever. But like, I could not give less of a shit about a 2026 second round pick right now. Like that's 5 years down the road. The Bulls are a good team right now. You can buy picks coming up. I don't think like a 2026 second round pick would be making any type of difference in like some big trade you're trying to make. I think ultimately just like it is just like a whatever. Who cares? It's a big victory. I think for the Bulls, great. It's a good day. Like obviously, just to not lose that first round pick is fantastic. So yeah, and again, totally worth it for Lonzo. You talk about just how he's been a great fit. He's been awesome, shooting 47% from three. We knew he was a flawed player. He's been basically what we, I think, even actually, I think he's been better than we even expected. Like, I think he's shooting better than expected. I think the defense has been even better, a little better than expected. He has the flaws that we knew coming in, and he's been just kind of a seamless fit. And we've seen the defense has been awesome. The 3-point shooting again, awesome. So totally worth it. Keep tampering. Bulls, act like that big market team. Drop your nuts on the table. Go get those big players. They did it this last offseason. Keep doing it. Keep getting knocked second round picks in the future. It'll ultimately be worth it to end up getting really good players, unless they actually start being like, oh, maybe we should either or get actually penalize teams more if teams actually do it more. But ultimately, great day for the Chicago Bulls.
So the Bulls get Lonzo officially for Thomas Satoransky, Garrett Temple, 2 second-round picks, and cash considerations. So, oh, yeah. Big win for the Bulls. I thought the Heat statement on this was absolutely hilarious.
Absolutely.
The Heat issue a statement that said, while we disagree, we accept the league's decision. We are moving on with our season. The Bulls basically just put out a totally vanilla statement that said they cooperated and that it's all good. So, Heat a little salty. I'm glad that they decided that they needed to get break out the graphic template to issue their 2-sentence statement saying that they disagree. But yeah, man, best case scenario, pretty much, given how long the investigation took.
Absolutely. That's basically all we got here. We just wanted to talk and do a quick emergency pod on this this ruling, this what all this good stuff. Again, we're not positive exactly on the draft pick situation yet here, but you'll probably find out by the time you hear this podcast. But again, ultimately, it doesn't really matter. It's 1 second-round pick. Fuck that. Who cares? Whatever. Good stuff for the Bulls. Again, coming up, as Ricky mentioned at the beginning of our pod, please go listen to our great interview with Chris Herring. Tons of great stuff just on this Bulls season so far. A little bit of a look ahead at Bulls Knicks and a look at his upcoming book about the 1990s Knicks. It was really, really fun talking to him. We'd been meaning to have him on for a while, so it was awesome to finally get to chat with him. And again, Bulls Knicks Thursday night at Madison Square Garden, and then Bulls Nets on Saturday at Barclays Center. So a big couple games coming up here for the Bulls out on the East Coast in New York. So would love a split there. Grab at least one of these games. They're going to be tough. Like if they lose both, would obviously be disappointing, but it wouldn't be the end of the world either, because I mean, winning tough road games against two likely playoff teams and a possible NBA title team, those are tough games to win. But if we can at least get a split in those New York games, that'd be awesome. Ricky, you have any final thoughts here, or should we wrap this up?
Wrap it up.
All right. As always, shout out to the Blue Wire Network. Tons of great content coming out all across Blue Wire, in addition to what we're doing here at Cash Considerations. And for us here at Cash, a Chicago Bulls podcast, as always, please give us those 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to your pods. We're on Apple, Stitch, or Spotify, Google Podcasts, all those good places. Leave us those reviews. Please let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. You can also hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Bulls_J. Ricky is at @SB_Ricky. I want to give another shout out to the maker of our intro. That's Fuzzgun. Go check out his SoundCloud. Some great stuff there. Our new intro that he made for us is really cool. So for us here at Cash Considerations, stay Chicago Bulls podcast. We will talk to you guys next time, probably sometime early next week, after the Bulls play these New York games. Maybe after that Nuggets game, we'll probably be looking at. So take it easy, guys.
Thank you. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.